today's world, a lot of the people in today's world are cars, or shall we say the drivers of cars. Not has to show anybody here in the monster assembled today, but we're trying to learn the dinim for others, for those who are involved in such things. Now, in various stages that we need to clarify during the week, before we can decide whether one needs to pay, which party needs to pay, and how much he needs to pay. So, hopefully we'll get there later in the week to decide how much needs to be paid, but before we can decide how much you need to pay, we've got to decide whether the fellow actually bears responsibility. Now, the real mazik, quintessential mazik of the Torah, shoyer boyer mava ever, adam mazik, fellow took his hand and it was a mazik. Today we're far more sophisticated. Today, when a person is mazik, he doesn't usually go over to the other guy in the shkibun and give him a fras, or definitely not in our circles, shall we say. But the mazikim today are generally done via machines. And we've got to first clarify, am I responsible for something which a machine of mine does? That's the question really for today. Once we've decided that I am responsible and why I'm responsible, then we need to discuss which party and how much you're going to pay. That, Hashem, we'll see as the week progresses. Now, there's a number of concepts that we're very familiar with and some which are newer to us. An Adam HaMazik, we all know Baba Kama, a man is Mazik with his own hand, that's Adam HaMazik, he has to pay. Not to talk about Sukkim, the Torah many, many times. The Gemara Baba Kama says, we have it over here in the booklet on page Nonana, the Gemara says that Grama B'Mizakim doesn't pay. When we say doesn't pay means that the base him won't make you pay. You might owe the money, the Gemara is on page Nundalab in the booklet over here, is the sugi at the beginning of Achilles of Grama B'Mizakim. Grama B'Mizakim, the Gemara brings a number of different examples of Grama B'Mizakim. Common denominator is, I did something, it caused somebody else damage, but I didn't do it directly. Grama B'Mizakim, although it's forbidden, strictly forbidden, but if it came to the Beis Din, the Beis Din cannot obligate a person to pay. There's a discussion, if I come to the Rav and I ask him, should I really be paying? What's the Shemaim? They'll probably say yes. What happens if the other party actually took without permission from the Beis Din? Can they keep it? Does Tfisa help? But even if Tfisa helps, the Beis Din can't obligate me to pay for something done Halidei Grom. So we have an Adam HaMazik, which we can all conjure up in our own imagination, an Adam HaMazik. We have a few Mashonim in the Gemara of a Groma, and we need to know whether damages done by cars today fall into the category of an Adam HaMazik or the category of Groma B'Nizakim. That's the focus that we want to concentrate on today. Now, there's really a very famous Gemara, which our good friend Uri has photocopied for us, which we don't have here in the booklet, but we'll have them downstairs when we're for the Seder. And this is the Gemara in which a person removes the dam which holds the water, he takes out the plug from the dam, and the water moves and kills a person or damages. And the Gemara says that if that damage is done immediately, I bear responsibility, I need to pay. Now, the first thing that we learn from this Gemara is a very important point, that although the damage was done by the water, it wasn't my koyach that in any way did the damage, it wasn't my koyach that killed the fellow, all I did was I removed something which was holding back the water, and then the water went and damaged or killed. I still have to pay. That's the first thing. So, if I'm sitting in a car and the car is parked on a hill and the brake is on so it can't move, and all I did was remove the brake and the car went flying down and hit somebody, I have to pay. That's not called grom. Grama, we have examples in the Gemara of Grama, but removing something which is holding something at bay and then it moves without my koyach is still called my mice. That's established clearly from the Gemara, and that you'll see in the Achroyim over here in the booklet. If you go to page Yudches, you'll see the Chazon Ish, which is grayed out for us nearer to the Chazon Ish. Adam should be a tinoik lemara, you picked up a kid, v'hir peyodov, and you relaxed your grip, the nofal, and the kid fell, umeis, and he died, mikri chitov, then I have to pay, I'm holder itself. It wasn't my koyach that actually killed this kid, it was gravity that killed him, but the fact that I was holding him and then released my grip, that's enough to make me pay for the whatever happens, or even be chayav as a ritzer. The same thing you'll find in the booklet on page Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel. This is a Hilchos Shabbos actually, but the concept is the same. Silkworms produce silk, but only if they are encouraged to do so. The catalyst is the heat of the human body. So if you want your silkworm to produce silk, you'll hold the worm under in your armpit, which is warm, and that generates a situation in which the worm is going to produce silk. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mem Vav, on page 9 of Gimel in our booklet, Osa lotzis tachas asilov zera atiror, shoisin ameshim. You're not allowed to hold the worm underneath your armpit for two reasons. Number one, of nature osmotil, you're not allowed to, it's an issue of muktzah, the worm itself is muktzah. For oy, says the Shulchan Aruch, shehu moilin b'chumar. The heat of my body generates the creation of the silk. This comes from the Rashi, which is on page number base. So we have established, number one, that things which happen due to my body, even though it wasn't actually my energy that made them happen, I am carrying responsibility. That's the first insight that we need to understand. Then we move on. In the case of removing the dam and allowing the water to go, there's one question, it's not my own curve, that's clear in the Gemara, nevertheless I have to pay. There's another question over here, another reason to call it Grama. Why? You have the dam, he's holding back millions of cubes of meters or whatever it might be of water. I open the dam, the first water that comes out is immediate. That's what you can call my Maisa. The water which continues to flow should the Chayra be called a Grama, because it didn't move immediately when I moved the dam. I took out the dam, water came. It was followed by further water. That's called Grama. It's clear in the Gemara that Koyach Sheni, the second water which comes, is called Grama. What we need to establish is two points. Firstly, how do you define in Halacha the difference between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni? And secondly, what's the extent of Koyach Rishon? What I mean is as follows. There's one way of looking at the difference between the first water and the second water. It's a matter of distance, how close they were to the dam that I opened, distance. Or, the other way of defining it is time. The first water went out and killed or damaged immediately, and the next water wasn't so immediate. What's going to be the big difference? In today's machines or cars, I press on the gas. Now, the engine might not be right here, could be far away. But the effect is going to be immediate. What's the difference between the first water coming out of the dam and the second water? Is it a matter of time or a matter of distance? So the Gemara itself, we'll see when we get down to the Midrash, we'll see the Gemara which makes a difference between the first and the second water. In this booklet over here, we'll see, let's take a look on page Mem Vav, and we'll see the Hartzi. Hartzi is a professor, Frank, the Rav in Yerushalayim, and he's speaking about all machines. Now, he's not talking about mazik, he's talking actually about using a machine to make maxus or tzitzis or any other mitzvah which needs a lishmor. If you take a look in the beginning of this Hatzim, which is grayed out, let's read what he says. Anything which is made by a machine, it's not being made by a person. The damya, and it's similar to Kiru Nitra Me'elon, as if it was made by itself, Usulim Letzitzis. Why, he says? Even if you're going to say that starting things off is going to be called the Kerach of a person, like opening a dam, go down to the last line on this column, says Rabbi Pesach, Yehuyim betfuah shoy shem yashim tigrashi sheshnei matkim zelazeh. Right. Mahu koroi umahu rohoi einoi yotuah. He holds that the difference between the first and the second water is a matter of distance. Is it near or far? Continues. Ubnidim didon, in our case of machines or cars, may have kafto from the pressing of the button at hagalbon shalabach, till the machine actually works, till the engine actually works, it's not right next to the button. Rochoy, in distance, there's a distance. When the electricity travels along, because it's going a distance, he considers machinery to be called koyach sheni and only a grom. He's not talking about an adam hamazik, he's talking about maxis or tzitzis. But it stands to reason, the way he learns the Gemara, that anything you do via a machine should be called koyach sheni, because in distance it's not happening right at the point that you press. On the other hand, if you go back in the booklet and you see a tshuva from Chaim Oizer, Shut Achiezer is on page Yurtes and Yurchof, and Chof. Here, you look on page Yurtes, it's a tshuva of Chaim Oizer, Chof, on that one. The Indian had locked an electric for Sharas Leot. I press a button, that completes the circuit, and the machine starts working. Is that called a drama? If it's a drama, then it might be mutter for a choyla, then it might be mutter for a tzora, and it might be various other things. Or is this called my maisa itself? Turn the page in Rechaim Moza, the page off, and see how he says. It says in Rechaim Moza, on the third line of the grey line, in Heisir HaGesha, I removed that which was not joining the electric circuit. The Zerem or Electri Oivra Miyad, immediately electricity passes through this line. Harry Hukumoy Bidka Demayo, this is considered to be like the first water after I removed the dam. What seems to be, there's quite clearly a difference between the Tzipesah in Hatzvi and the Chaimoyza in Achieza. What's the question? Is it a matter of time? Is it a matter of distance? So Tzipesah understands it's distance, and he says, all our electricals have a distance built in. The Chaimoyza understands it's a matter of speed. If it's immediate, it's called my Maisa, it's not called a drama. Now, even if we go with the Tzipesah and we say it's a matter of how close and how far you are, we need to establish how much time or distance after I remove the dam is considered to be my first miser, and how much is considered to be later. What sort of distance? So for that we have over here in the booklet a Tvua Shoyr, which is on page Tesvav, and you'll see this a recurring theme throughout the booklet. Goes on and on, you'll see on page Chavdalet within the Rashash, you'll see on page Chavzayin and Chavches. This in the story that they're talking about is when I removed the water, the dam, and the dam made the matchena, the mill turn. And the question is whether I'm only obligated for the first turn of the mill, or the first two. Now, to us this looks like numbers, the first one or the first two turns. It's not just a matter of one or two. Those who say one means that it's only the initial thing that happens is my responsibility. If it's not the very first maisa that happens, that's already too far and it's called a drama. Those who say that I'm responsible, it's called a maisa, both turns of the mill, their understanding is as follows. As soon as you remove a brick from the dam, there's water going to come out. As quickly as you're going to return that brick, you're not going to avoid a certain amount of water coming through. The same in a car. You start moving, as quickly as you're going to press on the brake, there's a certain amount of distance or time that's going to happen, however fast your reactions are going to be. Whatever comes, whatever's unavoidable, as soon as you've done that first maisa, that's all my maisa. Nafkemina, in Shchita, which is one of the things being discussed over here, if I pull the dam, and because of that, the knife came and actually shattered, as long as that amount of Shchita couldn't be avoided as soon as I removed the dam, that's called Kerach Rishon, and it's called the Kosher Shchita. So far, what do we have? We have, number one, a question of, if it's not done on the day my koyach, that's clear from the Gemara, then I'm still responsible. Number two, you see in the Gemara, the water backed up, I'm not responsible for it. It's only called the grom or the water at the back. Why? Is it because of distance or because of time? Second question, the first water, how do you define the first water? Is it defined as only the first turn of the mill, or anything which was unavoidable? There is, however, chazanish, a very important chazanish, which we have over here in the booklet on page lamb Zion. The chazanish makes a very, very important point, which is relevant to cars and all of our machines. He says as follows: if I press a machine, a button on a machine, and it goes by itself, it's a robot. So the only thing that I did, my entire involvement was pressing the button. Then we're involved in the same sugya as pulling the dam, only the first current, not the second current. However, says the Chazon Ish, in a car, my control is far greater than that. And not just that I pressed on the gas, I'm holding the wheel, and I'm the one deciding where the car is going to go to. Says the Chazon Ish on page lamed zayin, it's grayed out, says the Chazon Ish, umikan, from everything that I've just established, L'choyesh, a person is plowing, b'mechoyna, with a plow, but it's one, a combine harvester, sh'misnoye al nekida lechashmal. It's true, the combine harvester is working not from my part, and you're doing electric or gas, but v'ha'adam mechaven oiso. I'm in control of this machine. I'm the one who guides it, sh'teim it, v'fit t'lomei ha'solet. I'm the one who decides exactly where it goes. Even though I'm not the one who's making the harisha, because this combine harvester is doing it behind me, nothing to do with me. Nevertheless, zehu meleches harisha. This is a melacha of harisha, v'chayev olei achatos, because I'm the one controlling what's going on over here. This is the chiddush of Chazon Ish, which the result of this Chazon Ish is going to be that in most cases of a car, even if you're going to say that I'm too far removed from the engine, and it's a koyach sheni, and perhaps as far as the general kedoshim of the Gemara and Sanhedrin would be called a groma, but the fact that I'm holding onto the steering wheel and I decide where this car goes, I'm going to be hired as a groma. We have over here an important bir halacha on page Yud Zayin, which is well worth seeing. Melacha Mavish. He's talking about Melacha on Shabbos, Chayav Chatos. And the same is going to be in the Kamasa community. There's a bir halacha on page Yud Zayin, which we have to see as well. Now, I have to add another part of this discussion. We've had so far a discussion of whether driving cars is called a Maisa or not a Maisa. Until now, the assumption has been that if it's only a groma, then if it's only a groma, we saw the Gemara on page the groma, although it's forbidden here, the Gemara on page lam nun dalad, groma, although it's forbidden, you don't bear responsibility. However, there's another sugya called garmi. The Gemara is very, very short on this. On page nun aleph, the Gemara says, groma potter garmi chayev. Garmi is some sort of grey area somewhere between a maisa, which is obviously chayev, and a groma, which is obviously not chayev and based in. Chazal created something in between called a garmi, where you do need to pay, even though we would have called it a groma.
What is this new creation called Garmi that I need to pay for? This is hotly disputed. And the dispute involves 2 points. Firstly, is groma an obligation min haTorah, or it's a takana drabonon? And secondly, where does it apply? So, if you'll look on page, you'll see over here. Let's have a look. You have on page Samach Gimel a Tosfos. And the Tosfos, at the end of page Samach Gimel, tries to quantify Garmi. When do you need to pay for Garmi? Says Tosfos, V'chilik Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Loshon Echad, one opinion of Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Dinin the Garmi, which Gemara says is Chayev. How do we define that? Hainu she'oisa hu atzmoy hezek l'momon chaver. When I'm involved myself, then I'm chayev, even though it would have been called a groma. And it's different to the cases in the Gemara on page Nun Dalad, which is only called a groma. V'oid chilek, and another difference, says the Ri, the didin garmi chayev, hainu mishas maisa shebo hezek. If it's immediate, then you're going to be chayev as garmi. So Tosis is trying to groping for a definition of what is Garmi and what is Groma. If you turn the page onto page Samach Dalad and later on page Samach Tes, you have the opinion of the Shach. And the Shach holds that there isn't really technically a difference between Groma and Garmi. As far as strict halacha goes, in all cases of Groma and Garmi, you should be potter. Why does the Gemara make a new concept called Garmi that you've got to pay? Says the Shach, Garmi means a groma which happens frequently. And the Chachamim made a takana drabonon that anything which happens frequently, the Chachamim have to stand in and go beyond the dinim of the Torah, and the Beis Din is empowered by the Chachamim to obligate the person to pay for a groma, because a groma which happens frequently, the Chachamim have to make the person pay in order that the world should run properly. So, if we were to decide that a groma, that a hezek done by my car is only a koyach sheni, and being a koyach sheni, it should be called a groma, then the next discussion comes, can Beis Din nevertheless obligate this person to pay as far as under the title of Garmi? According to Tosfos, who holds the Garmi as a din d'oraisa, and it has very, very specific dinim, probably it's not going to be called Garmi, it's not immediate, it's not my maisa. According to the Shach, who holds that Garmi is a din drabonon, and Garmi essentially is a groma, but it's a groma which happens all the time, which the Chachamim were empowered to obligate the person to pay, then the Shach will tell you that anything done by a car, which is a hezek, which happens all the time in today's world, the Beis Din will make the person pay under the title of Dina de Garmi. So what we have in a nutshell from today, Mitzashem, there'll be a beautiful shiur later, but the points that we need to consider over the next hour or two is, one, can we obligate the fellow to pay for damages done by the car, even though it wasn't my actual koyach? The answer is yes. Can we obligate me to pay for damage done by my car, which was not in proximity right next to my foot when I pressed it? That's going to be a machlokes Reb Chaim Moizer and Reb Tzvi Pesach. Can we be mechayev me to pay because it's like koyach rishon? That's the question of how far it's called part of koyach rishon. Can we be mechayev me to pay because I'm the one who's holding the wheel? That's the Chazon Ish. If we were to say that it's all only a groma and everything done by my car is a koyach sheni, there remains a possibility that the Beis Din will obligate me to pay, not under the title of Adam HaMazik, but under the title of Garmi, assuming that we accept that Garmi means something which happens frequently. This is Kol HaTorah Kula that we want to learn in the next couple of hours, in the few minutes, just to give us a little bit of a guide of what we want to learn. I'll go through the page numbers just to make it easier. If you want to go through, and the way I've put it down, you have page Nun Aleph, which is the Gemara about Groma. You have page Yud Ches and Lamed Beis, which is the question of whether it's dependent on distance or time. You have page Chof and Mem Vav, which is to define how close and how far. You have page Lamed Zion, which is when the fellow's holding the wheel. We have page Samach Dalad and Samach Tes, which is the opinion of the Shach, that it's a Garmi, which is Chayiv in any case where it happens all the time, as opposed to page Samach Gimel and Samach Ches, which is the opinion of Tosfos, the Garmi has very, very specific boundaries in Halacha. If you have spare time after all this, Rabbi Yisai, then we have page Lamed Zayin, Til Mem Tes, which is all the discussion of Lishmas, when you're making tzitzis and making matzahs and all the other dinim of Lishma. Mitzvah Hashem, looking forward to being mufalpa with the Olam.